My name is Ted Skedesny, and like I said, I am Glenn's driver. I've been a Christian for about 3 years, really. So I'm not going to stand up here and tell you that, you know, that I haven't been seeking the Lord or anything. But strange thing happened. Strange things happens in Jesus, and sure moves in the Holy Spirit, moves in many mysterious ways. I came up, I don't know if you saw me walk up here or not, but last week I couldn't do that. I had a cane. I had some injuries in Vietnam, and I've been a furniture mover all my life, and so over the years, things kind of just wore on my joints and that. But I came here, this beautiful church here, these beautiful people here, and the Holy Spirit filled me. I can't. Ah, joy. Ah, joy. But I know I look strong and healthy and everything. I have a few other problems there, but I know already that those things are being taken care of as I stand here. My head is just so it's clear. It's really clear. I was an alcoholic. I did the drugs. I did everything I could to hide from myself. I'm sure there are some of you in here that do the same thing. You know, and there may be some in here who still are. But I can tell you one thing, that if you ask, you will receive. I had these shoulders here, you know. My mother even said, you know, you're going to run through a lot of things in your life, you know, and you better have some strong shoulders, you know, so be able to take that weight on you. Well, I can take your shoulders now and throw them away, you know, because the Holy Spirit comes, you know, and then Jesus, the blood of Jesus is paid for it all. And, I feel like I want to go do a marathon now.
Pretty good for a man that came here with a cane. How you sleeping?
Sleeping excellently, thank you. Now, I've had a few attacks during the night, but I rebuked the devil. I told him, get out, stay out.
Yeah.
Don't. And actually, I got a little bold with him about telling him, don't let the door hit you on the way out. True. Amen. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, God bless you. Praise the Lord. Oh.
Okay. Many times, my wife's always waving at me, turn the mic on. Many times, they'll spend years, they can't sleep, they have a hard time, and the Lord can deliver. And if you want to pray over a vet sometime, Psalm 91, the arrow that flies by day and the terror by night, and the lion and the adder and the dragon, which were big in the Orient, pray that over them, and you'll see great things happen. You got one, Craig. This is our taxicab church. He drives taxicab in Portland, and we get together with people on the phone. Great things happen.
This is one Bud prayed with a couple people this week, but nobody got saved. But something happened. The cab was funny this week, and it was nobody got saved. It was just really ironic. I wanted to share it with the church, and it was you know how it is when God works with unsaved people. He's drawing them. Okay. Well, I picked up a lady down. I got flagged down in Burnside by a woman who's obviously a prostitute, and she wanted me to take her to 82nd and Johnson Creek Boulevard. And I said, made the mistake in saying, "Hey, you got the money?" She goes, "Yeah, I got the money." Well, she didn't have the money, so I started driving her out there, and I got her about three quarters of the way out. All of a sudden, she says, "Well, I'm out of money now." I go, Stupid me. I'm thinking, well, I'm going to kick you out. You know, I'm going to kick you right out in the middle here of Milwaukee, in the middle of that about 3 in the morning. Because you deserve it. But in my heart, I was thinking, I can't kick her out. And she knows I can't kick her out. And she's got me. So, she had 12 bucks on her. So she says. So I get up to the 12 bucks, the meter says 12 bucks, and I said, okay. I start slowing the car down. I'm gonna boot her. And this, I'm not going to really do it. I'm thinking really hard about doing this, but I'm really feeling guilty already. She's emaciated. She's a drug IV user. She's they got pock marks and sores up and down her body, head to toe. Not in good shape. So I'm ready to kick her out, and I'm slowing down. And this white van's on parked on the side of the road, and two guys enter. This guy jumps up and says, "Hey, cabbie, I need a ride." I go, "Oh, cool." I stop the car. So he's getting in now. So he gets in the car. Says, "Where are you going now?" She wants to go to 82nd Johnson Creek. He says, "I want to go to 82nd and Johnson Creek." I'm going, "Whoa, okay, you just got a good deal there, lady." So I turn the cab off. Her money ran out just as he got in the cab, and he paid for her rest of the way all the way to where she was going for free. And he had just gotten in an accident. He had been driving drunk in a hit and run. The guy hit him, took off. He's a bartender, and if he gets caught, he loses his OLCC license. He goes, "I'm in big trouble. I got to get out of here." I go, "Get in the car." The other guy took off. Ended up, he didn't really want to go to 82nd Johns Creek. He told me that when he got in the cab. He actually went up to 102nd and Halsey. I made lots of money off this guy and her. Everybody was happy, and I talked to God. I talked to him about God on the way home. And I just, it was like, it was just perfect timing. And I was thinking like this. I was thinking, somebody's praying for this woman. Because God's watching out for her. Every step she takes, God's watching out for her welfare. And I was thinking, you know, I wanted to help her, and I got paid, and she got where she wanted to go. You know, he got where he wanted to go, too. So there you go.
Good Lord. I was just handed this. It has to do with Psalm 91. Let me read to you here. Psalm 91 is called the Soldier's Psalm. In World War I, the soldiers of the 91st Brigade recited the 91st Psalm daily. This brigade engaged in three of the war's bloodiest battles. Other units suffered up to 90% casualties, but the 91st Brigade did not suffer a single combat-related death. Whoa. God is willing and able to keep His words of covenant promise. Plead God's shield daily in these evil times. We confidently claim His rest, refuge, safety, covering, fruitfulness, freedom from fear, angelic watchers, deliverance, and protection. Memorize it. Meditate on it. See, right back to that meditate. Hallelujah. And pray it out loud for your family. It can mean the difference between life and death. So you all need to get familiar with the 91st Psalm. Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, Floyd?
Mike, would you come forward, please? This man is very dear to our hearts. When we first moved to McMinnville, he was doing the concrete work at the apartments that we were moving in. My wife went out and asked him about a church. And we used to have some little pink cards here from this church with praying hands. Mike witnessed to us and invited us to come to this church. We were lost, looking for a home. And this church has been a lifesaver to me and to my family. And Mike didn't really know why he had that card in there. But last night, he invited us over for dinner. There was a group. And we gave him that card back in a frame with all our names on it, appreciation for his little thing that he did to bring another soul back to God. you never know what you do or say or just hand to somebody that's going to change their life. And all we can say is, Mike, just keep it up. We love you.
I want to say one thing. I'm not one to hand out tracts or anything else. I've never been one to... That's the only one I've ever picked up out of this church, and that's the only one I've ever given away. And his wife that morning, I was out there, we were pouring, setting up the sidewalks. She's standing in the doorway with a long robe on, wondering, because they're just moving in, wondering where they're going to put, I don't know how many kids and people in a small apartment. And she just, I don't know why I gave her that. You know, she just said, well, we're just looking for a place. And I went to the truck and got it, and I don't even remember even picking it up. But God works in ways that we don't even understand or know. Thank you, Paul.
There's more to this. Last Sunday, or last Saturday night, my brother from up in the gorge come down. Now, he's been going through a lot of turmoil in his life. He's lost his mother. And basically, he was just kind of wandering around looking. I went up and picked him up. He come to our men's meeting. After the men's meeting, Mike met with us up at Burger King. And on the way home, he said, well, I got to be back up in the gorge Sunday morning, because I got to go to work. Sunday morning, he got up and he says, no, I'm not going to work. I'm going to your church. He says, I've never been in a place like this. They accept me for who I am and what I am. And all the way home after church, he just was astounded at what Mike did for him by just sitting down and talking to him at Burger King and blessing him. So, like I say, you never know. Just talking to somebody where they're going to wind up. And we thank you, and God bless each and every one of you.
Mike's a contractor, and one of the things that Juanita was turned on to is Mike's got two rules when you go to work for him. Show up and no cussing. And people say, is that it? That's it. Show up and don't cuss. And then you go to work here. And so people were interested because... You know, there wasn't all that rock music on the job and all the cussing and swearing and stuff going on. And so that's what attracted them to even talk to Mike about something. So Mike's got his little tract and he gives it to him. And you see how God can take just some little thing and just make it work. Yeah, I got it back plus. Kathleen? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah.
I'll say the bottom line of a lot of everything is us telling one another, us encouraging one another. I get a magazine from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland every month. And sometimes things pile up at home. And I just sat down this week and read the September issue, almost December. But there was an article in here that I was so impressed with that I made some copies to share. Gloria has been impressed by the Lord to teach on healing. Oh, my goodness, I don't even know how long she's been doing it now, maybe 15 years. And she was shaking in her boots because at the time the Lord told her that he wanted her to do this, she was not a speaker, she was not a teacher, she was just Ken's wife that went along. And so with a little, she says, well, you're going to have to show me what to teach, Lord, if you want me to do this. And so little by little, as he revealed things, as she began walking in this this new ministry of her own, she has become a very, very bold woman for God, and very much for healing. She'll the first thing that she declares when she opens her healing schools at their conventions is that God's here, and He's here to heal you. So I've made about 20 copies of this. If we need more, I will make some more. One of the things that she says in here or impressed on me was that we cannot be passive. God has called us. I kind of refer it to the ifs and the thens. If we will do this, then God will do this. Most of it is attend to my words, incline your ear. It's worship me, seek me, and then I will do these things for you. We cannot. God isn't a big sugar daddy in the sky that once we recite the sinner's prayer, once we receive Him into our hearts, it's just like, okay, lay it on me. He requires things of us. And as you're a baby Christian, it's not very much. But as you begin to learn and seek Him, the requirements become more and more and more. One of the things that she said in here, and I'm just going to tell you about this little thing because I thought it was cute, and then you're welcome to take these things, is that the prescription for our health, this is on health and healing, the prescription for our health is in the Word. And everything that we need to be healthy and to prosper is in the Word. No person would fill a prescription from the doctor and set that bottle of pills on their nightstand and expect it to heal them. There's a requirement. You have to follow the directions and you have to take them. And most of the time it's daily or multiple times a day. And that's the same thing with the Word of God. So anyway, I have these available. If we need more, I will run in the other room and make some more. Would be happy to share it. But there's just wonderful things in this article, things that you may never have heard before, and things that maybe we need to begin to put into practice to continue walking in the good health that God has provided with us for.
One more thing before I forget. We got a birthday. Cliff, hold your hand up, Cliff. Okay, he's right there in the back. Are your birthday too? Oh, okay. Let's get, because I'm going to forget this birthday if we don't do it. Let's do that, and then you could, okay. Yeah, we can do that. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Clifford. Happy birthday to you. Praise the Lord. Yeah, you want to say something?
Good morning, everyone. I'm not a member of the church, but we all share the same Father.
Amen.
And I met a guy that's in this church here. He persuaded me, and I said a lot of things to him to try to know God's voice. That's the main thing for me, to learn God's voice. And my wife's been a Christian, and I sent her here to, like, do investigating work for me. And, yes. And it was, she had a good report.
Praise the Lord.
She had a good report, and I just want to let everybody know I thank you for accepting me in your church, my family, and I hope I see you guys again. Pray for us.
Oh, you will. Yeah. Amen. God bless you.
Oh, I quit
shaking hands when I was nervous. Somebody else, who had a hand up over here? Yeah. Just hang on, I'll get it. Give me a cracker. Huh? Okay. There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
I just want to say thank you, Peter Payne, just prayed for me and my foot. And the doctor expected that there would be a pin put in because it was separated, the bone. And bones are starting to connect together.
Okay, she had a broken foot, and the Lord has healed it, and it's it's knit together now. They're going to put a walking cast on then, or
I don't know.
They may not even get to that. Okay. But she's just thanking us for prayer. God is a healer. Praise the Lord. And I can, you know, nowadays I can spell God. It's spelled J-E-S-U-S. You know, before it was somebody way off in the cosmos that didn't even know me. But now he's personal. See, he's our elder brother. I don't know about you, but in school, like, there used to be these bullies all the time. I learned how to run because I couldn't whip them. I had to outrun them. They'd send you a note in the morning that was going to beat you up after school so you sweat all day, you know. But I'll tell you, I could get up and go. And I always wished I had a big brother that would defend me. I had two big brothers, but all they did was beat on me. There was no help. But now I got a big brother. He protects me. I call on my big brother Jesus, and you better be careful what you do to me. Hallelujah. That's for any of us. He's your brother, too. Oh, let's see if I can remember. There's a song, Give Thanks. I think I can remember how to do it. I haven't done it for a long time. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Lord, as I got it. As we think about eating this little cracker, this is a symbol of doing in remembrance of Him, what He's done for us. He took the stripes. He took the thorns upon His head. He was beaten and spit upon. He was abandoned. All of these things He did before us and for us. So as we eat, let's think about His body. Lord, when we think about the body, we think about the word that's connected with the body every place in the New Testament, the word sozo, which means saved, healed, delivered, and made whole. Thank You for this wholeness, Lord. We are discerning Your body today. And as we take the cup, this was the blood that Jesus shed for us. And we think of the blood has life, so let's drink the life of Jesus into us right now. Lord, I thank You that is blood-giving life. No one can come to the Father except by Jesus. And we can boldly walk into the throne room where Jesus is by His blood. And we defeat Satan by the blood of Jesus and the word of our testimony. And Lord, we do indeed give thanks today that we have life. And it says You wish above all things we have health and life, and the life more abundantly. Lord, today we pray for every member of our family. I don't care what I see, smell, touch, or feel. I'm walking in the realm of the Spirit. And Lord, right now we think You're going to send the sheriff, the Holy Ghost, and go arrest them all. In Jesus' name, Lord, bring them in, and we'll just give You the praise. And all God's children said, amen. If you need prayer for anything, you need a blessing, be sure and get one before you leave.
It's a blessing. I'm going to take the blessing back home with me. I desire Your prayers. I'll be traveling Tuesday morning back to North Carolina. This is my second time here, and it's been a great blessing. Got something good going here. Keep it going, because Jesus is soon coming, and we want to stay ready. We don't want to be left behind. I've just mostly shared my experience, how God saved me and called me. I was one of the weak ones, But when the Spirit comes in, He helps you to be strong. I love everyone I in the Lord. I'll be keeping in touch when I get back home. I think my husband's kind of getting ready for me to come home. Got on the phone yesterday morning. He talked right good while. He said things are fine back here. I'm staying busy. But it's been indeed a great blessing to be among the love you people have. As long as we share love one to the other, we're a part of God. Because as I tell them home, if there ain't no love, there ain't no God. Because He is love. And I praise the Lord for each one of you. And maybe someday the Lord let me visit you again. I'm getting up in age now, but I've been on the field for 46 years this past Easter. The Lord was the one that brought me out of darkness into His marvelous light, and He saved me and called me. And He said, I'll lift you up there for me like I called for you, and there ain't nothing going to turn my head because Jesus is the one. And just hold on. We'll soon be home when we have to separate. God bless you.
Lord, I thank you again for the blessings you've given us.
I just wanted to remind everyone of the song that I gave to those of you who wanted it, at least. The Lord has spoken to me about this and said that that is a very anointed song, especially when people have been angry with one another, been frustrated, and sometimes during Thanksgiving we don't always act as nice as we should, especially with families. And it's pretty darn hard to sit down to a table and sing a blessing, holding someone's hand and staying angry with them. So I believe it's a builder of families, and I truly believe that it's anointed for that.
I hope I can remember it, but I'm having trouble with the.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah, let's hold hands while you think that.
Is the mic right for me now? This way?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Get it.
Okay. Now, first of all, some people have forgotten the tune to it. And if you just remember that this comes from The Sound of Music, and it's called Edelweiss. Okay, here we go. Edelweiss is the name, and it's from The Sound of Music. And so that's the tune that you use to sing this song, okay? And it's important. I believe the Lord told me very strongly, it's important that you hold hands when you sing it at the table, okay? It's a blessing, a grace that you sing at the table. Okay. Bless our friends, bless our food. It's going to go faster. It's a lively, joyful song. And when I taught you, I was singing it quite slowly. It's not meant to be sung that way. It's a joyful, uplifting kind of a tune. So we're going to sing a little faster, okay? Okay.
Go for it.
Bless our friends, bless our food. Come, Lord Jesus, sit with us. May our hearts glow with peace. Come with your love and surround us. Friendship and love, may they bloom and grow, bloom and grow forever. Bless our friends, bless our food. Bless all mankind forever.
Praise the Lord. You're all free now.